Okay, Chuck, stand by, please. In 3, 2, 1.
Chuck Chat Freestyle for Monday, July 11th, 2005. Hello to you, and welcome once again to Chuck Chat Freestyle. Hey, I shouldn't say once again. This might be your first time. You may have found us through the iTunes Music Store. You may have found us through some website, or recommended by a friend, or another directory, and I thank you. Thank you for stopping by Chuck Chat and listening to Freestyle, downloading this. If you're a returning customer, pay at the door and get out. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you very much for returning once again to Chuck Chat and downloading Freestyle. The kids typically join me, although lately I've been podcasting on Mondays and Thursdays, which happens to be dance class and handbell choir. If you've been listening to the show, you got a little taste of the handbell choir the other night. I'm hearing a little bit of double echo back. There's something not quite right here. Oh, maybe it's just my headphones. I got a new set of headphones this weekend. And always interesting to try and adjust to some new equipment. Chuck Chat Freestyle is the non-tech side of my life. There is another podcast. I have two buckets now. One for the tech stuff and one for the non-tech stuff, and this is the non-tech stuff. We call it freestyle because just about anything goes, and sometimes something does go when I least expect it. Hey, wanted to tell you a little bit about a spooky thing that happened today. In fact, it was just a few minutes ago. Donna was trying to rush the girls out the door, and we had Lisa had climbed up on the couch and noticed one of the pictures hanging on the wall. This is a picture I took back in 1989, 1990, had it framed. It was in a nice shadow box frame, and we had it professionally framed, one of the few times that I don't go get the cheap $2 frames from Walmart or whatever discount store we have. This is a nice frame. It's got the brown paper backing, the actual picture wire hanger on it, and some rubber feet to help it stand off from the wall. I had two of them done at the time, two winter scenes. One was of an overturned boat by a frozen lake covered with snow. The other was a barn kind of dilapidated with a windmill that didn't look like it was going to ever turn again. Suffice it to say, and about a year later, that barn was gone in place of a new home. So I've got a very rare picture of this barn on the ride. No, oh, it's about 30 miles south of my parents' house on the way back from Marquette, Michigan. Anyway, this picture is hanging on the wall, and she said, "Dad, something's coming off of this picture." I said, "What?" Looked at the picture on the wall, and sure enough, there were two little streaks. It looked like chocolate from a distance. And I said, "Lift the picture off the wall slowly, dear." So she lifted it off the wall, and the little streaks of chocolate, about 3, maybe 4 inches long, were still on the wall. Those little rubber feet that were holding it off of the wall had sort of melted. Not completely, just partially. So what on earth could have caused that? Very confusing, because the other picture is mounted about a foot away from it. It has the same rubber feet. It was made at the same time. But yet, it didn't have any of this melted. Its feet were still in very solid condition. Very strange. All I could think of was some kind of poltergeist event. Maybe we have a happy ghost somewhere who likes to play with my pictures. Maybe that explains why they're always crooked, even though I go around straightening them. So just very peculiar. I had to take some lamp oil, kerosene, mineral spirits. I don't know exactly what it is. It's that kerosene lamp oil that we have. And managed to rub off most of this rubbery, sticky, gooey compound from the wall. And of course, we got those nice sandpaper textured walls that drive me absolutely nuts because you can't secure wallpaper to it without a considerable amount of sizing or glue. And it was fun trying to scrub around this sandpaper textured wall. So if that gives you a visual image of what I was up to just before putting this podcast together, that I can't explain it. I really don't know what the cause of this melting picture frame thing. I really don't know how to explain it any better.
This is Rev Tim from the Rev Tim Podcast. You're listening to Chuck Tomasi on Chuck Chat.
Now, I should mention... I'll recommend anything at this point. I should mention that at the end of this month, my cousins from Baltimore, Maryland are headed this way, or at least a good number of them, and we're having a bit of a family reunion. However, back in January or February, the weekend at the end of this month, the 29th, 30th, 31st, whatever it is, was already booked for what we call Family First Weekend out at church camp. And we have this every year. We get together, we stay in a cabin, we go canoeing, we do projects. It's a fun time. I look forward to it every year. It's a good time to get away with the family. However, this conflict came up, and Donna, being the wonderful wife that she is, could see that I was in conflict. I haven't seen my cousins in probably 11 years. Since my grandmother, my maternal grandmother, had passed away. So, I really wanted to see them, but my family takes precedence. So she said, you know what? Why don't you go alone to the Byers family reunion? That's my mom's name. Don't bother using it as any authentication thing, because I never use that anymore. You know, when you log into a website and it says, what was your mother's maiden name? I never use that one. So, don't bother. Byers is the family name. Jeff, I have cousins Jeff, John, Loriana, Jared, and James from my Uncle Jack. Get that? All the boys are J's, and there's one girl named L. Pretty creative, I thought. So, I get this email, and I had to respond, Jeff, I can't make it, you know, I feel really bad, I'd love to see you, but Donna said, why don't you go? So, I responded today. First, I checked with my sister to make sure I'd have a place to stay, or if I had to reserve a hotel room. Then, when she said, sure, and she's got wireless, woohoo! I told Jeff that I could make it. So, he's having t-shirts made up, I look forward to seeing them, hopefully we'll come back with some stories, you never know, I might actually record something. Who knows what kind of crazy stories we'll have when I get back from that one.
Hi, this is Cody from the Vinyl Podcast, and you're listening to Chuck Tomasi on ChuckChat.com.
All right, time for another story, and time for a little more music. I missed music on that last one. Another story! Oh, man! Have you ever had those people that come to your door and solicit things? Yeah, usually it's I won't stereotype, but gentleman came to our store Friday. Our front door Friday, and we had two of the front windows open to get some air circulating through the house. And I was downstairs, well, right where I am now, in front of the microphone. I don't know what I was doing, working on the website or something. Ding dong! Donna had gone upstairs. I thought, that's odd. Who could be at the door? And she shouted as I came up the store, don't answer the door! We don't want it! It's a man with a clipboard! Now, I knew he had to have heard that because the windows were open. Well, I opened the door because he later knocked. I went, oh, man, he's just going to keep it up. So, I went and answered the door. First thing I noticed, this man smelled like an ashtray. Oh my gosh, it's like he just put it out before he rang the doorbell. Whew, talk about stinky. Man, I mean, that was the first thing that put me off. So I opened the door and whoof. And then he starts going on with his rant about rising cost of insurance and how the community is banding together. And if you sign this petition and blah, 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 being very aggressive in his tactic. I won't say he presented this in a very nice way, because wouldn't you like to see wouldn't you like to see your of course, he was more articulate and polished than I am now, because I'm going from memory. Your insurance costs are going right to the bottom line, and so many dollars out of your paycheck are coming up. Holy cow. Get away. That's all I can think of is, I don't want to talk to this man. He's not being nice to me. And he says, well, if you sign this, and we've got various levels of donation. And I was like, immediately red flags go up. Donations? I'm not giving you any money. He wanted me to give him a check. For $60 was the typical fee, and he circled it. I said, why don't I look at this literature that you got, pull it out of the clipboard, that you got clipped to this clipboard, and I'll think about it. Okay, I don't know you, no offense, but there's enough fraud in this world that I don't know you from anybody else, and I'm not about to hand you a signed check. So let me look it over. I'll call you. I'll mail it in. You do have a postal address on here, do you not? Yes, that's good. Bye. See you. So I gave him the heave-ho, and that was the last I saw him. Hopefully he won't be coming back anytime soon.
What kind of a guy are you listening to right now?
I am your host, Chuck Tomasi.
And I am a happy boy.
You're listening to Chuck Chat from ChuckChat.com.
Happy, 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 happy.
Now, last weekend, I interviewed, who was it? Jeff Bishop from the Desert Skies podcast. Jeff is a blind podcaster, belongs to a community, and I was very intrigued at how he... how he uses the screen reader programs, and I was first introduced to him through his application to techpodcast.com. He runs a podcast called the Desert Skies Podcast. So let's jump right into it. Here's my interview with Jeff Bishop. Welcome to the show, and thank you for your time.
Thanks, Chuck.
First of all, tell the listener a little bit about the Desert Skies Podcast and what it's all about.
The Desert Skies Podcast is a tech podcast. Obviously, it's part of the techpodcast.com network. And it mainly focuses on mainstream technology, but with a little bit of a twist toward accessibility. I'm a blind podcaster. And I, the topics will generally focus around areas relating to screen reading technology, although not necessarily. Right now, actually, we're focusing quite a bit on podcasting.
Okay. Where are you physically?
I'm in Tucson, Arizona.
And it's hot.
It's very, very hot here, yes. Like 110 today.
How much time do you spend producing the Desert Skies podcast?
I try to do two different types of shows per week. The first one... During the middle of the week, I try to do an interview. And then the weekend shows, I traditionally do tech news. So the tech news shows, it takes me quite a bit of time because I want to go through and get reorganized, get the show notes together. I probably spend 2 to 3 hours preparing that. And then it actually takes me about an hour, hour and a half to actually produce the show, and then another hour or so of post-production.
How long is the show duration typically?
I try to keep it under an hour.
Okay.
Now, my last one was a little bit longer because we were covering some brand new technology that came out for iTunes 4.9. But traditionally, you'll find them to be definitely under an hour, probably more so between the 40 and 50 minute mark.
What do you do when you're not producing the Desert Skies podcast? I know it takes a lot of time, but what revolves around your life outside of that world?
Well, I work as a computer programmer for the University of Arizona, so that's what keeps me busy at work. I'm an amateur radio operator, and so I like delving in that when I can. And I'm pretty busy with my family. I have my wife and two kids, and so that keeps me pretty busy. And also with church and all kinds of other things. So there's plenty of things to go around.
A very full and rich life.
That's right, yes.
Getting back to the programming stuff, what sort of languages do you program in?
Well, I mainly work in the Microsoft technology area. So, like the projects that we're working on right now, we're working on the new version of our student information system. It's written in all Microsoft-based technologies. We're using XML and COM and .NET. So, and SQL Server, and we had to interface to the old legacy system at the university, which is mainframe-based. So we have to write interfaces to that. And so, yeah, that's pretty much where I've landed technically.
What do you do for fun besides podcasting?
Yeah, I spend a lot of time on the computer. My wife thinks I married the computer and not her. But, I really love swimming. And since it's so hot here, we tend to do a lot of that here in the summer. And I enjoy listening to music, and we don't spend a lot of time outdoors except for swimming because it's just way too hot in the summertime.
Sure.
But in the fall and in the spring, we definitely like to get out and do things outside with the kids and that kind of thing. We have a lot of fun doing that, especially when it's cooler.
How old are the kids?
Let's see. David is 14 and Brian is 12.
Oh, getting up there. You're going to be done pretty soon.
Yeah, done pretty soon. Yeah, although I think they'll probably stick around for a while, especially they'll probably be going to the University of Arizona since I work there. So they'll probably stay at home. And
once a parent, always a parent.
Yeah, that's right. That's all right, though.
Now, do you consider yourself a geek?
Yes, very much so. Everything in my life centers around technology in some way, shape, or form. Almost too much. My wife thinks I need to get away from computers more. But I tend to carry many gadgets with me. In fact, I bought an Arcos to do sound seeing tours.
Oh, really?
And so, actually, on jeffbishop.net, which is where the website it is for my podcasts, you can go there and listen. We did a Disneyland trip, and we podcasted the Disneyland trip. And so that was kind of fun. We had Brian describing things around us, and we took the Arcos on rides. And so even my vacations centered around technology. I'd come back to the hotel, get on the laptop, upload the content, and... Although I only did that one night because I'll tell you right now, dial-up, that was very, very evil.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about. You get used to broadband, and anytime it's anything less, it really starts to feel painful.
Oh, it was more than painful. I think it was getting about 4K per second uploads. And when you had, you know, a 25 meg file, that just had to stop. So what I did was went ahead and produced a lot of the content on my trip and then took it home and copied the files from the Arcos and did all the editing and put it up on the website. So that was a lot of fun. We actually got a significant amount of response from that. In fact, in the month of June, I get 30 gig of bandwidth per month, and I exceeded that by about 20.
Oops.
Yeah, and that was mainly by the middle of the month. So I had to do something about my bandwidth problems relatively quickly, or else I was going to be in serious trouble.
You think the wife is mad at you spending too much time.
Oh, yeah. Well, we sort of hid that one from her, but...
What's this extra $100?
Actually, my hosting provider was really good about that. He basically said, don't do it again. So we worked out an arrangement, and now I'm over on Libsyn.
Yay!
Thank God for Libsyn.
Yeah, I wonder how long they'll be able to hold that offer up now that iTunes is out.
Yes, I know. Yeah, they've been kind of rough the last few days.
It's holding up, though. It's holding up.
Yeah, it sure is. It's amazing, isn't it?
What do I do, oh guru of computer wisdom?
Wake up if you're asleep!
Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and you're listening to Chuck Chat.
Does Chuck Chat Freestyle leave you hungry for a little more tech? You should try out Chuck Chat Technorama. Twice a week, I get together with my co-host Craig Stepp, and we talk about real geeky stuff. We talk about the latest tech news, gadgets, programming, browsers, movies, and give our opinions on all that stuff. We try to stay away from the major stories because we know you'll hear about those a dozen other places. Chuck Chat Technorama is, well, different. And different is good. Check it out by clicking on the Technorama blog link at www.chuckchat.com or use the CC Technorama link to put in your podcatcher client. See you there! And speaking of Technorama, Technorama is now listed in the iTunes directory as of Saturday the 9th. We checked Friday night before going to bed. I say we, my co-host Craig and I, we happened to be having a conversation, and, you know, just for sake of depression, we looked again and went, still not there. Now, Freestyle has been listed since the 1st, so I submitted them both on the 29th. It took till the 1st for one show to get in. Where the other one went, I don't know. But I put a little clicky thing on there that says report a concern. I said, I have a concern. My other show didn't show up. And magically, the next day, poof, there it was. So, who knows? Maybe that's one way of getting someone's attention, is rattle the cage a bit. So I rattled the cage, and now both shows are listed there. If you search for Chuck Chat, you will find it. If you search for Tomasi, you will find them. And that makes me happy. Does it make you happy?
It's Richard Vobes here from the Richard Vobes Radio Show at www.vobes.com. Just wanted to say, you're the man who puts the Chuck into chat.
Speaking of happy, Richard is happy. Richard makes me happy. Thank you, Richard. Work on the new website is moving along just fine. Craig has been a wonderful help. He's been doing most of the graphics and things, and I've been fooling around with everything else. Layout, content, copying things from one place to the other. I probably will not have a lot of the legacy material initially. Our launch date is expected to be this Friday, the 15th, so if you hear this on or after the 15th, go over to www.chuckchat.com and take a look, see if you like it. Any comments are appreciated. You can tell me it's wonderful. You can tell me, hey, what happened to my link? If you used to have a link up there, I can tell you where it now is, or I can tell you where it went. And if you just want to, I should say we're using WordPress, which means we'll be able to leave comments on the blog articles, which is kind of nice. You'll be able to, there's going to be a little more interaction directly with the show notes, the blog articles themselves. So we've got just about all the technical stuff down, and I don't see any major technical difficulties. We're just waiting for a couple of graphics to be finalized, and we'll be on our way.
Over to the microprocessor.
Faster than fiber channel.
You're listening to Chuck Tomasi on ChuckChat.com.
Now, I mentioned on Friday's Freestyle, I was sitting here with Julie, and I mentioned that I had ordered an iRiver. And I just checked the status of this while we played that little bit of blurb from Jeff Bishop. And it hasn't been shipped yet. I have the status sheet in front of me, and it hasn't left the shipping dock. I don't know where it is, or I don't know why they're taking so long, but hopefully it will be here by this coming Friday, because Saturday we are planning on taking a trip to an amusement park, and I would love to take that along with me, and I would love to play some of it back to you when we get there. Imagine going down roller coasters, water slides, or just wandering around the park and listening to some of the Soundseeing Tour stuff. I should also mention that that was just a fraction of the interview with Jeff Bishop, and I will have more coming at you directly on the Freestyle feed. So if you don't like it, you can skip it entirely. If you want to hear the rest of it, you can fast forward to about 8 minutes and 30 seconds, I think is where we left off. And there's another 30 minutes or so left of that interview. Interesting stuff with Jeff. He's a very interesting guy, nice guy, technical guy. We had a good long talk, and I hope I don't bore you with the rest of it. Well, you know what? I've run out. I am going to have the shorter version tonight. We're at about 25 minutes, so I'm going to turn it back over. I've got to disappear. I've got a few chores to finish up tonight. Once again, I thank you for stopping by Chuck Chat. You can send me email, chuck@chuckchat.com. Visit the website, www.chuckchat.com. You can reach me on Skype at chuck.tomasi, T-O-M-A-S-I. As always, I sign off with a binary high five 101. Bye now. Thank you.